Welcome to Stage 3, Network Design Principles. In Stage 1, we discuss the network design fundamentals and why we need a framework. In Stage 2, I taught you my personal framework, consultative leadership, which you now have as a tool in your design toolbox. Well, Stage 3 is all about network design principles. There have been a number of changes over the last 10 years when it comes to how we as network designers should look at network design principles. We will cover this and how I go about ensuring these principles are all met for each design I create for my customers. Remember, it's all about customer success, business success. We're going to cover pervasive security, availability, complexity, scalability, manageability, and so much more in this stage. And guess what? We're starting out right now with what I call unstated requirements. It has become more prevalent over the last 5 years where customers do not come out and articulate their specific requirements. They just assume requirements, and you as the network designer have to figure out what requirements are important to the design. Your job is not done though. Not only do you have to identify the requirements, but now you also have to determine that level of that requirement. For example, does this network require no single points of failure, or does it require no dual points of failure? We will dive into this and so much more in this stage. Now, as we go through the lessons in this stage together, I want you to keep this idea of unstated requirements at the top of your mind, because every single network design principle has become an unstated requirement. You are going to learn how to identify each of these principles and how to structure your design decisions around them. At the end of this stage, you will know how to leverage network design principles to create a true, proper network design that ensures business success. Today, for actions, no actions in this lesson, click continue when you are ready to move forward, and I will see you in the next video.